can we call a roll
please
call?
Please make sure your microphones are on. Just press the button in the middle. Thank you. On the roll call, supervisors, Mail.
Present.
Cox. Here. Murkowski.
Here.
Bruin. Chairman DeBruin?
I don't know. I don't know that he hasn't called the office. I don't know. DeBruin says she's not here.
Okay. Schmidt?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Fyshon?
Here.
Cesar?
Here.
Murkowski? Excuse me, Broderick?
Here.
Clark? I had the wrong one here. Good. Here, even though it's out of order. Dmitrievich.
Here.
Price.
Here.
West. Excuse me. Jersey. Here. Larson.
Here.
Lipscomb.
Here.
Sanfilippo.
Here.
Thomas.
Here.
And Mr. Chairman.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Okay. All right. Good to read. Are there any others? Okay. Good to read item number one.
Item number one is from the Director of the Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting a notification of an emergency repair pursuant to Milwaukee County Ordinance Section 44.14.6, examination of the exterior of selected county buildings. This is informational, unless otherwise directed. The Committee on Finance had it before them and laid it over to this committee.
Okay. You will be able to communicate the things you think is appropriate in the open. If you do know, we will be going in closed session, so you can then continue the information that you think is appropriate from that perspective. So it's on you.
So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack Dakarian, Director of Transportation Public Works. Good morning. On June 24th at approximately 4 p.m., a precast panel over the exit of the O'Donnell parking structure fell approximately 10 to 12 feet from the second level. This injured two individuals and unfortunately killed a third. In conjunction with the chairman's office as well as the county executive's office, an evaluation was done, and it was determined that it would be in the best interest of the Milwaukee County citizens to do a countywide inspection of all of our facilities that are greater than one story, that are made of masonry construction. If it had a facade that jutted out from the building, even if it was one story, we would inspect those. And that was deemed to be done immediately. In consulting with department or with the division of A&E, it was determined that it would be best to hire Grafe. Grafe USA had the most familiarity with our buildings, our structures. We understood in previous years we had them do some facade inspections for us, and we felt they had the most expertise in the area and could get this inspection or evaluation done immediately. We met with Grafe shortly thereafter and set the parameters that we were looking for, and we let them know at that point in time this was not going to be just a hiring of Grafe, it was really hiring every engineering firm, architectural firm that had expertise in the area of facade inspection to be hired under this contract. In doing that, we in meeting with them, we felt comfortable that this could be done quickly. The time estimate that they gave us was approximately 6 to 8 weeks to do the inspections and give us the reports. Part of those inspections, though, would be if they found any type of problems, that they would cordon the area off and seek further investigation in order to clear a building. Now, we did ask them to err on the side of caution. That's why you have seen A lot of our buildings have been barricaded, and then subsequently those barricades have been removed because they've cleared whatever changes that they saw in the building or in the structure itself. They've cleared those. We did give them a not to exceed $300,000 for those inspections, and I do want to make it clear that with the work we have going on at O'Donnell, GRAPE is handling all of the buildings within Milwaukee County with the exception of O'Donnell. O'Donnell, we have hired Inspect under a different contract that we'll talk about shortly to do that that work. So O'Donnell is separate from the rest of the county facilities that fall under the guidelines that we have within the report. With that, I'm willing to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, the first thing, I've been told that you guys start asking questions to pull the mic close to you so they can hear you. For the record, I want to share with you when I first found out about the situation that because of our old building and also a question of monitoring the repair, that I called for an audit on all the buildings. When I called for an audit on the buildings, county executive initially said that that was irresponsible. And then shortly after that, he found that it was appropriate for me to request. After that, we did a joint letter to bring in the contractor. Now, to say that the contractor had given the county executive money, I didn't know that. I don't know if there's anything wrong with that. It's my understanding that they also gave the governor money. But I also, for the record, say that Chairman Holloway had never received a dime from him. With that, you guys can ask any questions that you want. I will let the administrative person decide whether he needs to answer it in open session. And if he feels it's inappropriate, he will indicate that he will open it, answer the question in closed session. Okay?
Yeah. There's
court counsel in the room.
Can court counsel come to the table in case there's an inappropriate question that he can start answering quickly?
Well, that's appropriate, Supervisor. Okay. Now, with that, the questions can roll. Supervisor Brokowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to talk about the monies for inspection. $300,000, I think we all have heard and read in the paper. Is that coming out of contingencies, allocations, appropriation of allocations of contingency fund?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Borkowski, what I would tell you is that those funds are, as it stands today, are going to come out of Transportation and Public Works, and we will figure out a fund transfer at a later date and where that money would actually come from. But as of today, those funds are coming out of Transportation and Public Works.
Okay. You also mentioned that a different company is doing O'Donnell Park. You said Inspect. How much is that contract? I'm assuming that's not part of the $300,000 for all the other buildings, correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Borkowski, that is correct. That is separate dollars. What we have are looking at is approximately $400,000 for the work that is being done at O'Donnell with both the forensics work that's happening, as well as the inspection of the facade and facility. We're looking at approximately $400,000 for that. And those funds right now, my understanding is those funds are going to be allocated out of the Parks Department's funding. And again, that may change, but as of today, that allocation would be coming from the parks account, with it being a parks facility. And then if a fund transfer happens at a later date, then that would obviously come to this body.
Mr. Takarian, if I heard you correctly, then we're spending $300,000 for all of these other buildings, and $400,000 for O'Donnell Park. Okay, so obviously a huge red flag there. You know, you throw out the word forensic. I guess I'd like to know why there's this gargantuan difference between one building at that cost and then a very small number when you talk about number of buildings that are being inspected and looked at.
Supervisor, we're moving into O'Donnell Park area in closed session. I think that would probably be a little bit more appropriate. I want to monitor us discussing anything in O'Donnell Park area until closed session. So basically, this is for all the other meetings, all the other buildings. When we get into O'Donnell Park, I would appreciate everybody holding their questions until we get into closed session.
Keep in mind, I'm using the term not to exceed. It could be less than that. But both on the $300,000 and the $400,000, those are caps, not to exceed. Should they get to that level, then the contractor needs to come back to us, explain where we're at, why we're at those dollars. It may be far less than that in both situations, but those were not to exceed. We had to have an estimate at that point in time, and it is an estimate. And it can't exceed that amount, and it very well could be less than that. But as far as the details of that, I prefer to wait to answer some of those questions.
Supervisor, I didn't see you guys. I see Supervisor Jersey, and then Supervisor Smith and Supervisor Washington. In that order, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to understand the thoroughness of the inspections. Do the inspections include all park buildings?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Jersey, on page 2 of the report, it highlights how those inspections are going to occur.
Could you indicate what report you're referring to?
I'm talking about the notification of emergency repair pursuant to Milwaukee County Ordinance Section 4414.
That was in our materials, in our package
today. On page 2, it outlines exactly how we are going to do those inspections and what qualifiers. Some main qualifiers: buildings that are made of masonry construction, buildings that are more than one story that are made of masonry construction, or if you had a, let's just say, a wooden construction that had some type of entryway that was made of masonry construction that jetted out from the building, that would be inspected as well. But small sheds and wooden structures are not falling under this inspection, under this criteria. So a lot of buildings within the Parks Department are being inspected, but not necessarily every single building within parks.
So given those parameters, your answer is yes, it includes parks. Will it include Department of Health and Human Needs, even though that is not under, my understanding, it's not under your department?
Mr. Chairman, I apologize, I didn't understand the original question. This inspection is every single building and asset that Milwaukee County owns, not by department. It may be broken down by department for those different owners, but this is every structure that Milwaukee County owns.
Who's providing oversight for those inspections?
It would be Transportation and Public Works. Our architectural engineering division is working with Grave as well as myself. We do have a committee that we put together. Board staff is represented on that committee, and we're doing the oversight of that. And as far as the oversight of the inspectors or the evaluators, that is handled by Grave USA.
Is there someone from board staff actually on site while the inspections are taking place?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Jersey, no.
No further questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay, Supervisor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to ask some inspectors with O'Donnell and stuff so I can come. the need for an emergency for the inspection. We're talking about a time frame here of about 6 to 8 weeks. Plus, we're talking about some of the major facilities, such as the War Memorial Marcus Center. These are buildings that are professionally managed and have directors of these facilities. Wouldn't it be prudent in some manner? Could you describe how you came to that conclusion to select this company rather than going to the director of those facilities and asking them who operates within their realm of management?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Weishaupt, specifically the two facilities that you mentioned, those are operated by a third party outside the county, and they are professional individuals. What we have communicated with them is an inspection of their facility is at their direction. They can hire any firm that they choose to hire. That is not part of what we are having our evaluators do. So the War Memorial certainly can hire any engineering firm that they feel is appropriate. It's just within a short period of time, we're going to want the documentation that a facade inspection was done at, the example I'm going to give is the War Memorial, that evaluation was done at the War Memorial, and it meets our satisfaction. If that happens, Mr. Drent over at the War Memorial can hire any firm he feels comfortable with.
Do we know who those firms are and if they've been hired to this point in time?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Weishaupt, specifically for the War Memorial, I do not have knowledge whether or not, and the firm that they've hired, I don't have that knowledge. If they had an issue with hiring a firm, we'd certainly work with them to hire a qualified firm.
Could you go back about this emergency process? I guess that's what, at least one of the main concerns that I have is the time frame of whether or not an inspection, though it needs to be expedited, really meets the criteria of an emergency, especially when, like I said, many of these facilities have professional management. When we're talking about an inspection time of 6 to 8 weeks and about invoking, I guess, that emergency criteria to do a no-bid contract.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Weishaupt, the 6 to 8 week time frame is for them to actually get the reports back to us. The evaluation time period, we're hoping, based on their schedule, that they're finished next week or mid the following week with inspections. I would tell you that if we would have went through the normal process of doing an RFP, that in itself would have taken us 4 to 5 weeks to complete, because you need it from the time that we get it out onto into the public for bidding and getting evaluations back from those that qualify for responding to that bid. It might be 4 to 5 weeks before we're able to, and that was part of our process. Part of why we decided to go with the emergency is I felt, and I think the chairman felt, as well as the county executive, that was too long of a time frame for us to wait and get that information. And the decision was Grave could get the individuals on board, and to that point, it took them a week and a half to get the necessary people hired, or firms, I should say, hired. And we're talking 12 different firms and 9 different teams that are out there evaluating all at the same time. To get all of that to happen in quick order, and for public safety and to make sure the public felt safe coming in and around our facilities, the decision was to go with the emergency.
Well, just one point that I think it's important for the public to know is that the county board is not a slave to the calendar. And in fact, this meeting today proves it. We can come together and have a committee meeting of the whole to get this information. And I know a lot of us would have preferred to have this meeting literally 3 weeks ago to get the information about the process. We routinely hold special meetings for Transportation Public Works, as you're well aware of. So I don't think, especially with this time frame, that an expedited selection process could have been developed. What I'd also like to, you mentioned we have a different company for inspect for O'Donnell Park, and they were selected because of a lack of a connection to O'Donnell Park. Yet your reasoning for selecting Grave to inspect other county facilities is their relationship to Milwaukee County. Could you kind of explain that, I guess, conflict in reasoning that we go from one connection to no connection, and why one was good having no connection and then now it's good to have a connection?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Weishaupt, I'll answer your last question first. Grave was selected because of their expertise, because of what not only a comfort level we had with them doing facade inspections for us in the past. Grafe is also, if asked by the city of Milwaukee who they'd recommend to do a facade inspection, Grafe is at the top of their list for facade inspections. It was both their familiar, with them being familiar with our facilities, as well as our knowledge of their expertise is the reason that they were selected. As far as the O'Donnell situation, originally, the night of the incident, I did have them at O'Donnell because they were familiar with the facility and could give us a knowledge base and give the investigators a knowledge base that other firms would not have. I would tell you that during the course of that night, I was looking at Grafe as a third party. At that point in time, I didn't know that they had a connection with the original building of the facility. And it was latter in the part of the building of that structure. Because I wanted a true third party removed from any type of construction of that facility was the reason that we brought Inspect in the following morning and we removed Grave from the facility.
Okay, my last question is then not only for Mr. Takarian, but I guess for the whole committee, is that I think you just heard in that comment the need for an independent third party inspection of this, and that's why myself and a few of my colleagues have asked that the state come in and oversee the inspection. It is not to say that the companies that are hired can't do it or that we don't have the professionals in-house to manage it, but we have to make sure for the public's sake that there is a clear message that there is no, I guess, bias in the inspection, and that I would hope that we would take up under suspension of the rules today to request the state, their Department of Facilities, to come in and oversee, and that would give a very clear statement to the public that things weren't granted because of campaign donations, that things were done purely for professional reasons and that they were selected for their expertise and not their connections. And I think we owe that to the professionals that work within Milwaukee County to give them that arm's length protection so that they are not accused of any wrongdoing, but also to make sure that the public is convinced that we are doing everything possible. So I would hope that the county board would look at that today under suspension of the rules and ask the state for that review. Thank you.
Supervisor, I wish you get away with that, but that's not germane to the issue. I want from here on out everybody stay germane to the issue and do those things on a closed session if you have that flexibility. Yes.
I would make a like to see us go into 1B and 2 so that supervisors would have the latitude to talk about the comparison of the facility, and I think that's where we're having some of the challenge at. I would make a motion. I would ask the chair to go and take these items up collectively together, which would mean that we would need to go into closed session.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I had just one brief question that I think is more appropriate to open session, if I could.
Okay, hold on then. Supervisor Larson, do your questions fit open session?
I have a couple that fit in open session.
Marina, do you want to fit in open session? Now, I'm going to tell you, if you guys deviate from the cutting, right?
Sure.
So if your questions don't fit closed session, I'm going to fit in. It happened one time, it happened again. Okay, go ahead, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is regarding building inspections as a whole. Take out O'Donnell, so I'll ask that in closed session. When was the last time that the rest of our county assets and buildings were inspected?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Dmitrievich, we did have a conversation previous to this, so what I did prepare for you to answer that question is a summary of the assessments that have been done thus far for Milwaukee County facilities. This is not by means all of our facilities, but this gives you an understanding which facility was done and the last time that that was inspected. So in order to answer that question, I'd prefer to hand this out because every facility has a different date, and in order for me to answer that question, I'd have to go through every single one of these facilities. So I'd prefer to hand this out. Would it be okay if we handed this out after?
Yes, I guess my question is there even a way to have a general? Like, I mean, has it been, nothing's been inspected in 3 years, 2 years? Because why I'm asking this is because I've been here for 6 years, many more, and I know that I haven't seen the money in the budgets. This county board, this very county board, and many people on this board have tried to put money in the budgets, $150,000 here and there. They've been successfully vetoed, as we're all aware of. So I'm wondering, without that money being in the budgets, and not to, you know, nothing against this county board, because we've tried very hard. It's been the county executive who actually vetoed that money for the building inspections. When is last time? Was it 1 year, 2 year, 3 years? Just an average.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Dmitrievich, on this list, there are a number of facilities that were done in 2008, a number that were done in 2007, and then there were quite a few that were done in 2006.
Okay. Thank you. And just the last thing in open session is, I guess what I'm looking for for more information as we proceed, I see that the county executive is doing his almost daily or every couple days briefings on the status of the groups of buildings that are being inspected. We'd like to also receive that information, not via his press conference, but if we can get that in an orderly manner, I'd like to know how we're proceeding. And I'd also like information about these closures, because there's also a financial impact. Obviously, with O'Donnell being closed, now we have the downtown transit center closed. And as we proceed, how is this affecting our bottom line?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Dmitrievich, none of the buildings have been closed, including the downtown transit center.
Oh, okay.
It's just a side of the downtown transit center. It's just a sidewalk that's closed. We're just trying to keep people away from that area until they do further inspections.
Okay.
But we haven't had an incident or an inspection where they've closed something off that has required us to close a structure. Everything has remained open. And I would just go back to Monday's briefing that the county executive had done. Previously, we had 8 areas that were cordoned off, and of that, 6 were cleared without incident. 2 needed further investigation. I can give you, as I did yesterday, some of these are very, very small closures, so we haven't really brought it to the board. Yesterday was a bigger issue, and that's why I sent the email out that I did yesterday to give you a notification that this was closed and that you would see this happening. You may get calls to it and why that was the case. But as we get those, I can certainly do similar to you. But again, there's small little areas so far that have not required us to close any facilities.
I'm just saying the same information that the county executive seems to be getting to do these briefings, this county board would also enjoy having that information. Please.
Well, I don't know if it's best for us to send it through board staff and then mm-hmm. they can send that to you.
Thank
certainly.
You. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I think that's an important issue. The county executives have briefings that I don't even know anything about. And before we get a chance to respond to it, what have you, we are now basically having to respond to the county executive reporting to the district office. That's appropriate. Supervisor Larson.
Thank you, Chairman. I have a number of questions that refer to the overall inspections and then those that refer to the transit center, so I'll refrain on the transit center. I have a number of questions that pertain to the overall inspection, so I'll just focus on those. What percent are those complete?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Larson, we are approximately 70% complete
okay.
with the evaluations.
Could we get the report on those ones that are 70% complete? Have you got the report on it?
Yes.
You could allocate those kind of reports to us to keep us abreast.
Certainly. We can give you the number of facilities that have been addressed so far. Keep in mind that those are done daily, so you would get daily updates.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, the reports will show that the inspection date, the actual report that will, you know, support that inspection has not been transmitted. It's not been given.
Okay, we'll wait till we get to that.
That's to be completed.
We'll wait till we get to the final report. Go ahead.
And what I'd say, Mr. Chairman, the county executive in his updates only has the information of the number of buildings that have been completed. Detail behind that, he has not received, and we have not gotten that officially from.
So the rest of the county executives are reporting on nothing. But go ahead.
Thank you. I would also like to see which of those 70% have been done, and more importantly, the 30% that are remaining. And if we could, I mean, I don't know if I speak for everybody, I'd like to see what's coming up, and also for the benefit of the board staff, if board staff was interested in being there to see what these inspections entail. Because right now, up to this point, all we've heard about what the inspections entail, what the detail you gave at the beginning of this meeting, otherwise it's what we've seen on TV. Of them going around, you know, with a clipboard and kind of analyzing it. So I'd like to see how thorough those are. The next question I have is, are these inspections focused strictly on the outside of buildings? There's no inspections of the inside or internal structures?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Larson, that is correct. It is external. It is not to do an internal inspection. This is facade inspections, and those would be external.
Okay, and whose decision was that?
That was our decision to focus just on the exterior masonry construction.
Okay. That's good to know. Is there any focus on, I know that this may get tricky, may save it completely for closed session. Is there any focus on...
The deals keep it in closed session. I mean...
Okay. Okay, I'll save the remainder of my questions for closed session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Supervisor Brock.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Dmitrievich made the point that the county executive had vetoed $150,000 within the last year or two to fund the inspection of county buildings. He now is asking 10 times that, $1.5 million, to belatedly and certainly spurred by this recent tragedy address those kinds of problems. My question is that $1.5 million going to be adequate to appropriately ensure public safety and carry out in a thorough fashion both the analysis and the repair of additional problems that are found within county structures?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Broderick, what I would tell you is that Transportation and Public Works, our A&E division, requested that in their budget, and they felt that that was a good amount for us to evaluate the facilities that have yet to be assessed. And it does not include any type of repair. It's truly just to evaluate those sites and to give really the document that the owners are going to need to make those repairs.
Well, it would be my hope that a lesson has been learned in terms of the potential costs of deferring maintenance. We've seen the tragedy. We understand the potential consequences. Now, hopefully, we'll have a policy that will address those needs prior to the occurrence of the kinds of tragedies that we have recently witnessed.
Okay. Supervisor Nero.
Sir, thank you.
This is it. No one else is going to close session after this. Go ahead.
This is in the description of the method and intensity of the current inspections as compared to what our normal process is. And I guess that if you could describe how it varies from what we've done in years past or not done. Is this equal, better, less intense?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb. The assessments that were done in this document, those are assessments that are done of the entire facility. They're not just looking at the structure itself. They're looking at plumbing issues. They're looking at electrical issues. They're looking at the entire facility and determining what upgrades are needed. If there are facade issues, looking at those as well. So this is the entire package, but again, far-reaching beyond facade work.
With respect to the exterior,
It would be similar as far as the methodology. But what I would tell you is they are looking at this because we've asked them to. At greater detail, if they see something that really doesn't look right or they are unsure, they are coordinating that, or they're going to cordon the area off, pull out plans, do greater detail work on the facade than what would be done normally in our facility assessments. And then when they clear those facilities, we're assured that we are not going to have a problem with the area that they just inspected. This is not as broad as that. When we do our facility assessments, again, it's the entire envelope of the building. It's not just the facade.
Okay, Supervisor Mayo, this is it, as Michael Jackson said. Go ahead, Supervisor.
Well, I'm glad there's a couple of concerns that I have. Since this is it, that there's a knee-jerk reaction to the whole process. Because one thing, we have $700,000 that you go and look at transportation forward, park department, and I don't know if transportation is not running just here at the present moment, the park is. So where that $700,000 is going to come back to the board, and that's the contingency fund, and we have a bigger deficit. Second of all, when you look at the transit system center, and when we one last time that's decided and checked, and we have certain things that where we get the information, we get it from the media. And I'm glad my colleagues have stated that they would like to have the information earlier, because we are a team. This seems like it's a one-person team sometimes. The chairman in, but we getting answers. Are we getting questions from our constituents? We getting questions from the business community. We need to be informed, and we are not informed. And I have a concern about that, because if we don't get the information, this is not a dictatorship. Because we are all elected, and we need to make sure that we need the information. And I really want to know where we getting all this money from. We right now have a deficit. We have a projected deficit right now in Milwaukee County, and we're spending $700,000. I'm glad we're spending it, but where are we getting it from? Can you, Mr. Chairman, can you have Ms. Archer come up and ask where are we going to get this money? Because we're going to run more than $700,000.
Ms. Archer, could you come up and respond to that?
Chair, members of the committee, these are unexpected expenditures, but they are expenditures that must be made, and we're tracking our overall budget. Mr. Preko can comment on that, but this was an issue for public safety that needed to be addressed. It's not unlike the way that we've handled other issues similar to this. And if you'd like Mr. Carclo to talk to you about the overall budget, he can do that.
President, do you have any questions?
I know. She really didn't ask the question. I don't really need to show her. You said that was just a bit.
Okay. Sorry. He didn't feel you answered the question. But this is it. Let's go to closed session. Maybe we should answer the question in these little sessions.
Can we get a motion, please?
Can we get a motion?
Mr. Vice Chairman,
Mr. Chairman, I move that we go into closed session to take up items 1 and 2. This way, during the closed session, I was delivered to the Wisconsin Church in 1925. Hearing what I'm hearing from the Church of the Community of the Human World, or written by some legal counsel, to see about the meeting of
okay, can we have a call of work roll, please?
On the roll call, Supervisors Mayo.
Aye.
Cox. House.
Aye.
Bruton. Excuse me. Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Cetha.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
No.
Larson.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved. 7-1.
Okay. the mic back on? Okay. All right, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to refer the whole, how we move forward from this tracking. First, I'd like to make a motion to refer to the chairman to work with DPW, Parks, and DAS in regards to communication strategy, so supervisors are aware of what's going on as we proceed forward. And the second part of that motion is that I'd like the different departments to come back to finance and audit with costs for prevention, intervention, and the fix-it costs as we move forward. And I'd also like to make supervisors aware, and Mr. Takarian, you correct me if I am wrong, that the money that you are using to assess facilities at the present time is only funding to assess facilities that have panels with the extension going beyond the building, or you're doing the full assessment of facilities?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it would be assessing all facilities that are masonry construction, and it's just the exterior of those facilities.
Okay, thank you. In clarifying that, I also like a report to come back to finance and audit what the cost would be to assess all facilities that the county has, and then also the interior of facilities beyond the ones that fall into the category of the mason work. And this is just for future reports because what we deal with in this situation is an emergency crisis situation. But we always try to advocate for prevention and early intervention in a variety of areas and departments. And everyone always talks about the cost. But many times the cost is far cheaper from a variety of perspectives. And in this particular perspective, the cost of someone's life is cheaper to look at prevention, early intervention, as we move forward. So we just need to have this whole piece set out for us in just planning for the future with Milwaukee County and our facilities that involve the public. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Larson?
Thank you, Chairman. I was going to add a friendly amendment to include the interiors, but I see that to make other motion, Supervisor Cox did that, and
okay.
I think that is crucial. I encourage my colleagues to vote
okay.
for that. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other questions, Supervisor Joseph?
I have no objection to Supervisor Codd's motion. In fact, it's a good motion. I just want to make the board aware that strategic planning will also be presenting a facilities piece within the strategic plan, and it's something that's been needed in county government, I think, for a long time, not only with regard to our current buildings, but also going forward in terms of planning for needs. So that will also be coming.
Mr. Smith?
I just hold on that on that same wavelength. You know, periodically you get reports, Mr. Ohio, tell us, you know, the hundreds of buildings you have and the five you plan and you see here how they periodically assess it, 2006, 2007, 2008, et cetera. But I think we'll need, with Supervisor Times, this motion here to come into finance and audit systems. Now for the budget process is swing here and coming, obviously adjustments are being made and coming to the half of one like the budget to do some of these things. That we need to have an assessment that we need more people to be
Supervisor, did I see your hand up?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to add, and I don't know if it's necessary to add it to the motion, but to put it on the record again, to reflect the board's adherence to Corporation Counsel's advice that was provided to us. Number one, first, what I heard was that we refrain from speculation, that we wait until we receive all the necessary information, and number two, that we refer questions, particularly those dealing with liability, to Corporation Counsel or other appropriate county board, county staff.
What I would do, thank you, Supervisor Rice, I would have you refer those questions to Terry, to get them all going at one time, to send them to Court Counsel before the counsel sends them back. So you can refer all your questions to Terry or Steve, either one of those guys, and they will refer to Court Counsel, then Court Counsel refer it back, and then they will disperse it. Okay?
Yeah. And just to clarify, that was part of the motion originally, that you, the chairman, would set up the process, the procedure, working with Court Counsel, DPW Parks, and our staff and DAF, and then probably send a memo out outlining how supervisors will communicate and stamp of approval from Court Counsel.
We will do that, with the exception of one supervisor not here, but we'll make sure we put it all in writing. And we'll take it from there. And I do appreciate you guys responding and showing so much concern about this issue. I thought I was alone for a while because I was out there, but I am happy that you guys come forth and push this issue to try to get things right. So with that, I guess we could close the meeting. Like, there's any other things you know, get a motion on that?
I made a motion to refer.
Okay.
Also, I would like to get some information on the transportation.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I accept everyone's ideas and concepts as friendly amendments to the motion.
Okay.
Friendly assistance.
All right. We did a motion. Can you call the roll, please?
The motion, Mayo? Scott?
Aye.
Rakowski?
Aye.
Bruin?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Roderick?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Wright?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Joseph?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Westcom?
Aye.
Capolico?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved.
Okay, if there is anything else, I will deem the meeting closed and move about 5 minutes to start the next meeting with the county board.
Donkey board.
Personnel for a while.